Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Would you pray with me? May the words of my mouth and the thoughts and meditations of these assembled hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, for you are our rock, and you are our Redeemer. Amen. So, social media. Do you know about social media? You're scrolling through social media and all these different posts that people are putting up on Facebook or Twitter. Every once in a while, there's one of these posts that's a little controversial. You see it from a friend, and this friend is typically pretty level-headed and easygoing, but every once in a while, they post something, and all of a sudden, you're thinking, oh no, what's going on with my friend? The post is blistering, it's scathing, it's full of anger. And the question is, do you click on it and find out what's going on with your friend? Or do you easily just scroll past it and say, I don't even want to get involved? This morning, our gospel lesson is a bit like that. Humor me for a moment, if you would. I would like to suggest that the lectionary, our church's selection of readings, is kind of like a social media feed. And there are all these different posts. And when you get to a reading like we just had from our gospel lesson, maybe you're tempted, either in your own devotions or as a teacher or a preacher, maybe you're tempted to just scroll past the really difficult reading and say, I just find a nicer one that's a little bit easier to teach on or to preach on. I was tempted to do that, but after listening to a few things from some of our exegetical professors, I thought, you know, I'd like to click on this post with you and dig a little bit deeper into this text from Luke chapter 12. Because this morning, I want you to be certain about who Jesus is. So let me remind you a little bit of some of the things that Jesus says in our gospel reading. I have come to cast fire upon the earth. I've come to bring division, that there might be division between father and son, daughter, mother, plenty of in-law strife. Thanks, Jesus. We have enough of that. Don't need any more. We don't need your help in more division among people. And what's this about Jesus saying, I've come to cast fire upon the earth? That seems a little bit different than I've come that you might have peace, or I've come that they might have life and have it abundantly. What is going on with this text this morning? I'd like to first suggest that we read Luke chapter 12, 49 to 56, within the wider context of the entire gospel. So in our gospel acclamation that we just sang a few moments ago from the Gospel of John, we sang about what John stated as the purpose of the gospel that he was writing. Luke has a little bit different way of telling us his purpose for writing. In Luke chapter 1, verse 4, Luke says, I've drawn all this together that you might be certain about the things which you've been taught. Toward the end of Luke's gospel in Luke 24, Luke records these words of Jesus where Jesus commands his apostles that his death, his crucifixion, and his resurrection for the forgiveness of sins must be preached to all nations. Luke is participating in Jesus' command to preach the death and the resurrection of Jesus for forgiveness. So when we're reading this strange reading, that we're having a hard time interpreting, we put it in the context of Luke's gospel and we say, we can trust this reading. We can trust this gospel. Luke wants us to be more certain about who Jesus is. I want that. So that helps us to know that Luke's not out to get us. Luke is not trying to undermine or subvert our faith. He's not trying to shake our faith in Jesus. He's trying to make us more certain of who Jesus is. But who is Jesus? This, I've come to cast fire on the earth, this, I've come to bring division. It sounds like Jesus is having a bad day. One day he's all peace, peace, everything's good, and then the next day, fire and division. When I was in college, there was a girl, and this was before I was dating my wife. She has given me permission to tell this story. So there was a girl, and I didn't know her. But one day in the campus mail, I get a card. It's one of those Hallmark cards. On the front of it, there's a rose. On the inside, it's blank except for what she had written. And she had, I'm making this up, she had written the words, "Ben, I love you." Okay. I wasn't sure what to do with it. That's a difficult way to start a conversation. So I just set it aside and didn't think too much more about it. She never came to talk to me. A couple days later, I got another card. Same card, rose on the front, inside blank, except for the words that she'd written. She'd written the words, "Ben, I hate you." Okay, now I'm getting concerned. I don't know who this person is. I don't know what she wants from me, but it's just weird. So now I really don't want to talk to her. I lay it aside. She never comes to talk to me. And a few days later, I'm not making this up, she writes me a card, same card, rose on front, blank on the inside, except for what she's written. And it says, "I want you to read the first card and not the second card." Call the FBI. We got a stalker. We got somebody that's on my case. She is crazy. Is Jesus like that? One day it's peace, peace, and the other day it's I've come to cast fire and division? Or even more frightening, and maybe you've experienced this a time or two in life, is God like that? In how he deals with you in your everyday life? One day things are great, he's giving you blessings upon blessings, and the next day it almost seems as if God hates you. Is that the kind of God we have? Luke 12 helps us with this. This gospel reading that we have in front of us this morning is part of a wider narrative. The scholars call this part of the travel narratives of Luke. In Luke 9:51, Luke records these words about Jesus, that shortly before he was taken up, Jesus set his face toward Jerusalem. And so for the next couple of chapters in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus' face is resolute. He's not going to be deterred in his mission. But by Luke chapter 12, Jesus has sort of gone viral. Thousands of people are following Jesus. And one of these followers of Jesus that really don't understand who Jesus is tweets out to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." Our gospel reading is about that conversation. This man wanted Jesus to be a part of his world. This man wanted Jesus to fix his little life situation with his brother so that he could have more money and have a little bit nicer life. This man wanted Jesus to go away from his mission and be a part of this man's own life mission. And he wanted to take a hold of Jesus and make him his. In the face of that, Jesus says, "Ha ha ha. I didn't come so that you can have a little more money in your bank account. I didn't come to just tweak things a little bit. I didn't come just to make life a little bit easier for you. I came to burn the whole thing of sinful humanity down to the ground. All of the evil ways of our world, all the ways of the devil, Jesus came to cast fire on all of it, to completely change our entire reality. There's things about your life that aren't that great. Part of my life that aren't that great. part of this sinful reality that began in the Garden of Eden. Jesus came to cast fire on all of those sinful ways. He would not be deterred from going to Jerusalem. We can't just grab a hold of Jesus and make him do nice things for us. Jesus was on a mission. We have plenty in our world today, and you know by looking around whether it's things that are going on in El Paso or Dayton, or read the newspapers about all the different things that are going on in our world. Take a look at your own life. There's plenty where we can say, yeah, Jesus, we're ready for you to cast some fire upon the ways of this earth. But Jesus says also that he's come to be baptized with a baptism. He's come to bring about a new reality. The baptism of Jesus, where he is crucified and then raised again, is a whole new thing. It starts a whole new reality. He says to the man on the cross, today you'll be with me in paradise. Jesus came not to destroy all of humanity, but to begin a new reality, to be baptized into it. And you, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, have been baptized into that new reality. You have been joined with Christ in his death, in his crucifixion. You've been joined with him in his resurrection to be a part of this whole new way of living. This morning, as we partake of the Lord's body and blood, there is an inbreaking into our old and sad and dying reality that brings life, forgiveness, and salvation. Our gospel reading this morning, Luke wrote, to make us certain about Jesus and about who he is and about who we are in him. May you, as you're flicking through the readings of the scriptures, the social media posts of the Bible, may you click on the ones that are a little bit controversial, the ones that are a little bit challenging, the ones that kind of shake you up, because those readings especially help us to be certain of who our Lord Jesus is. Amen. We stand to sing our hymn.